Hey friends, it's your intrepid warrior, David Landjuli with fundraisingleadership.org, and I'm here with my good friend and colleague, Margaret Katz Kahn, on the podcast today. Hey, Margaret.
Hey, David, how are you?
Oh my God, I've got like a big pain in my neck.
Got a pain in your neck. Uh-oh.
Yeah. You know that old
Feel?
expression, like, you're a pain in my neck. Well, I have a pain in the neck. Whenever I get stressed, like I have a lot of stress, it always manifests in this the upper portion, like the lower part of my neck and the upper portion of my back. So, anyway, prior to getting on the podcast, I was trying to figure out all the some of the settings in Zoom and got a lot of things going on in my life right now with a lot of details that causing me some stress. How are you
Yes.
doing? I know you got some stuff going on in your life too.
I do. Yeah, I had a little knee surgery last week, and it was a they were not able to do what they had hoped to do. So I had an easier time this round, but it sets me up for more. I'm not finished yet. So anyway, just trying
You
to
got a pain in the
yeah.
knee.
I have a pain in the knee. That's right. I really do have a pain in the knee. So we are here today with a pain in the neck and a pain in the knee, but we have a topic that we wanted to talk about today.
Sure. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about forgiveness. Margaret and I were just on a call with some leaders and something we call the personal development community. And we were talking about this topic of forgiveness as a practice. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that forgiveness is really it's really confusing for people because I think people think of it as a very narrow thing, which would be to offer forgiveness to another person who has created a bad impact in your life. But I think the way that we talk about it's much broader and much more nuanced,
It
and it
is.
can be
It is.
confusing.
It is, right. So, like, as you were sharing that, the phrase that came up for me was like, oh, yeah, forgiveness is about letting people off the hook. Like, that could be one interpretation.
Right. Or
That's actually
about,
not. That's not it at all.
right. Or sort of acquitting people, right? Or exonerating people for the wrongs that they've caused. And that is certainly one kind of forgiveness, but that's
It is.
not what we were talking about today.
Well, the practice could involve letting them off the hook, but it doesn't have to. It involves actually. For those of you who are intrigued by where we're heading with this in the audience, it involves you letting yourself off the hook.
Right, you letting
Yeah.
yourself off the hook.
Like,
Yeah.
what? And I'm like, what?
Huh?
What the hell is he talking about? Well, we'll dive into it. So let's
Yeah.
make some distinctions first. The three distinctions we want to talk about are empathy, compassion, and forgiveness. So let's start with empathy because that's the seems to be the buzzword in organizational life these days. Although if we were to set up this as a hierarchy of difficulty, empathy would be the least difficult thing to practice, although it's still very difficult for many people.
I think it is, and I think empathy is particularly, well, I'm going to define it first as we have defined it, which is the willingness to feel somebody else's pain or suffering, dot, 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 including your own.
Including your own, like,
Yeah, I think that's what people are like, wait, what? Yeah.
what?
Wait, what?
Well, yeah, because sometimes we don't want to sit with our own suffering. We don't want to be with it. We just want to push it
Yeah.
aside, push it down, stuff it down, stuff it down with food, as Margaret and I were eating tuna salad today.
True. So if I'm going to stuff down feelings, it's going to be with chocolate chip cookies, not tuna fish,
All
just
right.
so we're clear. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
I would definitely join you in that. Let's next time we get together, Margaret, you and I can like stuff down some emotional pain with chocolate chip cookies together.
Okay. It's a date for sure. Yeah, and I
Actually,
think
we are
many of
not
that's
advocating that. We're just,
no, we're just making
we're,
fun of ourselves.
yeah.
And I think this is a really important because many of us actually, not everybody, some people are harsh and have that really active judge about circumstances, about other people, and about themselves. But often in the leaders that we talk to, people tend to be much more forgiving and much more empathic with other people, but they have a much, much harder time giving themselves a break.
Right. Yes. And so the first distinction to be made is that is around empathy and just being able to feel your pain, your suffering, and someone else's pain and suffering. You could also be a high empath as or a highly sensitive person, as both Margaret and I are. And you can actually feel a whole range of other people's emotions, including your own. And you can also get
Sometimes,
flooded by
sometimes
those,
whether you want to or not. Yeah.
whether you want to or not. But that's a topic for a whole other podcast.
It
So,
is a topic
anyway.
for a different
So,
podcast.
distinction number two, compassion. What do we mean by that?
Yeah, I think empathy and compassion are they're traded back and forth, and this is not a semantics podcast today, but for the
Right.
purposes of today, when we talk about compassion, we mean the willingness to feel someone else's pain. So it's having empathy and, so it's empathy plus holding some aspiration to relieve suffering, whether that is for yourself or for somebody else.
Yeah. Exactly. So you feel your own pain or someone else's, and you have this, you notice it, and then the next step in the hierarchy of practice would be to want to help alleviate your own or someone else's pain or suffering. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's,
And go ahead.
oh, I was going to say that's what leads us to this practice of forgiveness.
Yeah. And it is a practice. It's I would say those first two steps on this ladder are more somewhat passive. There's still some willingness
Yeah, there's
involved,
an allowing.
allowing, yes,
Yeah.
and allowing. In this practice of forgiveness, and we call it a practice because it's an act of forgiveness that takes something, it takes like some energy to actually forgive.
Right. It's an act. You have to spend time on it and put energy into it. It's bigger than just an allowing of feeling for other people.
Like you
Yeah.
have to actively take some steps to forgive.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering how we might approach this because it's very tricky for people because we're not talking about forgetting what happened.
Right.
Like if someone did you some harm, we're not talking about forgetting the harm. And we're not talking about when you forgive somebody, you let your guard down or your boundaries, you destroy boundaries. No, that's not what it is.
Right.
So
And it's
what are we
not
talking about?
necessarily, although it can be, but it's not necessarily that absolving somebody else of what they did. So I think one of the best ways to think about this is during a forgiveness practice, it's allowing two things to be true at the same time, right? And thing one is what happened and the impact that it had, and that we're not trying to make that better. We're not trying to say, like, oh, it's okay, right? That's not what we're talking about with forgiveness. We're talking about letting the thing that happened have happened. Or the act or the thing that got said, whether that was you or somebody else, or the interaction or the marriage, or like whatever, the relationship. So that's thing one. That's like it did, it happened. And then the second thing that's true is you are actively trying to release the prickly anger, resentment, shame, all the things that you are carrying based on what happened.
Yeah. And similarly to what you said earlier, a lot of folks seem to, who can even practice forgiveness for others, have a hard time forgiving themselves for some error or some harm they may have, caused, or some unskillful speech, like you may have said something that hurt somebody's feelings, and then you're hard on yourself. So this is a practice not just for getting rid of resentment over something that somebody may have, some harm somebody may have done to you, but it's also for forgiving yourself for some harm that you may have done someone else,
Right.
and like completely forgive.
Yeah.
So why might we even, I mean, this is so hard.
It is
Like,
so
why
hard.
would we even bring this up?
Yeah. Well,
Like, why would we even invite you into this practice, Margaret? Why might we invite folks to do this? Because, you know, this word gets thrown around a lot, and I don't think people really get who benefits from this.
I think, you know, when I have done active forgiveness, it has opened up space in my chest, right? It has allowed me to take the finite space around my heart and release out to the planet through this process of forgiveness the things that I don't really want in my heart space. Do I sound like I'm from Boulder here or what? But you know, the negative, like the resentment and the hate even and the shame and you know, all of these
Bitterness,
really
bitterness.
the bitterness, all the things that we carry, and that it is possible, again, without absolving, to actually just shed those feels and just create more space for love, which is what I would like to be surrounding my heart.
Boy, that's a tough one for me.
Yeah, maybe you see it differently.
Self, no, self-love was a
Oh,
really difficult
yeah.
thing for me to wrap. My inner critic was so harsh with me for so many years. And often if you are harsh with yourself and unforgiving of your errors, that's often a very good place to start. Because that can, you know, Margaret and I work with a number of senior leaders who are pretty harsh with themselves. Like, at some point in your life, maybe that was helpful for you to be critical of yourself. But, you know, as you get older and wiser and take on more responsibilities in organizational life, it's really not all that helpful. In
Yeah.
fact, it's quite hurtful.
Yeah. And it creates, right, it has often very negative impacts on the other people around you.
Well, if you can't forgive yourself, then you sure as hell cannot forgive anybody else.
Yeah.
And
Whew,
again,
okay, hold on. We're gonna have you repeat that because that's kind of at the crux of this. Again, David, go.
oh, you want to double click on that
I
one?
want to double click on that one. Yeah. If you can't
Yeah.
forgive yourself,
Yourself,
you
then
can't
you
forgive
sure
others.
as hell cannot forgive anybody else, because honestly, you know, who's more important?
Yeah.
If you're harsh and critical and shame and blame yourself, you can be sure that you do that with other people, and you know you do. It's like, I'm not judging you for it. It's just, you know, I'm speaking from my own experience.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know,
Do you have an
so.
example that maybe of a time? I can think of one too, if you want to take a minute to think of one.
Of my being harsh and critical of myself, like
No, the
there are
time when
millions
you
of
were
them.
able to
Oh,
go back and forgive yourself for
able to
something.
go back. Oh yeah, let's say something about that. Go back and forgive. So this is a practice that, should you choose to take it on, not only can you it help you deal with things that are happening in your life now, but also you can collapse things in the past that happened to you, or that maybe you did something in the past that you regret. You can collapse that. So, yes. Oh, I'll share one. And when we look at this is a small one. So, but still impactful. Like one of the reasons I have a pain in my neck right now is because we are selling our condo by the beach and moving to another condo inland where I live in Naples. It's causing, this is just moving is one of the most stressful things that you can take on in your life, and it's psychologists have, identified it as one of the most stressful events. And so we're in the my wife and I are in the process of this, and last night my wife said something like about the new place that just triggered me like nobody's business. And oh man, did I get upset, and this is like we have a very loving relationship, and we're married for 25 years, and but boy, this I don't know how to get into the details of it, but Margaret and I were working with a group today, and I actually got to process that today. But I actually, first of all, I was very upset about what she said. Okay. And then this is where the self judgment comes in. Then I got upset with myself about how I reacted to what she said. Because I did not react with kindness and compassion and gentleness with I was pretty harsh with her about, her comment about the new place. So, this is where the practice can be super helpful. So when we were walking through this these steps you can take, I was actually able to sort of identify what I would have liked to have that she have said. I would have preferred if she had said something a little bit differently. My part in it was, I sort of said something about the new condo that triggered her reaction. So that was my part in it, And what I would have really liked to have happened was, her to have, first of all, for my to have been a little bit more skillful in what I had presented, and having her be a little bit more skillful in how she responded to me. And then today I just completely forgave her for saying what she said, and completely forgave myself for reacting in the way I did. And I now am so grateful and appreciative of the loving and caring relationship that we have together, and I have completely released this. So that's actually the six step process that I without getting into the weeds about what was said by whom, and that's it's liberating. How about you? You
It
got one?
creates space. Well, I think I was thinking back on a couple of parenting episodes when we did this exercise earlier. And one of the things that you're speaking about, David, which really feels so true, is sometimes we go back to forgive and we really do think that the person we need to forgive is the other person for acting the way that they did. But I think when done as a practice and done skillfully, there's really an invitation to us to, to forgive ourselves. And I was thinking again, without getting too specific, thinking back to an episode where one of my children got in trouble, and he was young, right? A 12, like 12 years old. And it was a big deal. I'm not going to say it wasn't. It was a big deal. But when I look back, this episode came up for me because I think, wow, he caused me so much anxiety and it was so disruptive. And so originally I thought, wow, I probably need to forgive him. And that's true. I do need to forgive him. But as I did a little bit of a deeper dive, I need to also forgive myself for not hearing him when he tried to express himself at a lower volume, right? So that he needed to keep turning up the volume until this incident happened. I need to forgive myself for allowing myself to be shamed by the principal of the school rather than, be more, right? Like there were a lot of ways that I allowed myself to be more traumatized by what happened than I needed to. But then that also looks like, well, now I need to forgive myself for, I only had the tools that I had back then. I didn't have a different response. I only had that response, and I need to forgive myself. If that happened now, with all of the training and the coaching, I'm pretty sure I have more tools to choose from now, but I have to forgive myself for, nope, that's what I had. I had a hammer. That's all I had back then, so it's been a, but yeah, it was very moving. Honestly, it was very moving. And I almost felt like I would love to maybe go have this conversation with him. And he's in his late 20s now, but just to go back and revisit some of these things. And but I can feel it. I can feel it just creating space for something that I've carried around in a tight, icky container for a lot of years.
So that's you're pointing, I think we're both in our stories pointing to a couple of things here. What the first is that the practice of forgiveness is for you, for you, for me, for everyone in the audience. It's not for the other person. Although you can express your forgiveness, it's not necessary and may not even be welcome. Okay. And then you could get angry and resentful about that.
You could. In fact, I have a whole new thing to
Right.
have to forgive
It's
about.
really about liberating ourselves from the anger, bitterness, and resentment around something. And that's so we would like to say, who benefit, what's the impact of this practice? It's you get to be free. Like like you said, Margaret, there's more space around it, there's lightness. So it's the one who is practicing forgiveness that benefits.
And
And
there is a
there might
big,
be other benefits for others involved too. I'm not saying there aren't.
I think we create these things when we don't feel safe in an interaction. But what I don't think we think about is the price tag of carrying bitterness, anger, resentment. There is a price tag.
Regret. Regret's another one.
Regret, shame, right? Like it's not good for us to carry these emotions around. And this forgiveness practice is the practice of trying to release those, right?
Well,
Release the.
I'll share another impact. It's very sad for me, my younger sister committed suicide when she was very young, 19. And I don't think my father ever forgave himself. Ever. He carried that around. My father was a good man. I mean, like he's doing the best he could at the time, he wasn't the cause. And I know that he and in my view, this led to his systemic cancer later in life because he carried around that guilt, shame, for I don't know how many years later his cancer showed up 20 years later, so it can have that kind of an impact.
Yeah, that's a raw share. Thank you, David, for sharing that. And yeah, it
You just
does.
do not want to carry that. My mom used to say, she had it was her father saying, my grandfather, maternal grandfather, he used to say, everybody's got his or her sack of rocks. You just want to
Rock.
put that sack of rocks down. You don't have to carry them around and let them give you a pain in your neck. I guess I'll just leave it with that, or a pain in your knee.
Full circle. There it is. Yeah.
All
Yeah. Well, we'd
right.
love to invite anybody out there who's interested in learning more about this practice. Reach out. We'd love to speak with you. We have a lot of resources.
We even have a nice one pager that we could share with you. So feel free to it sort of outlines that 6-step process I shared, earlier in the podcast. And you can email Margaret, or you can email me, and we'll send that to you. Or if you just want to have a conversation, a coaching conversation, and explore forgiveness, and maybe get into a coaching alliance with one of us, or Michelle, who's not here today on the podcast. We'd love to help you with that.
Yeah.
Let go. We'd love to help you let go of that sack of rocks.
Yes. And this starts by suspecting that you are carrying around a sack of rocks and that it is having an impact on your life that you don't like. And it's believing that actually through this practice, you can put those rocks down.
All right. Well, take care and give yourself a break.
Yeah. Thanks all.